Now, LakeCountryToday.com Sports. Here's Scott McLeod.
The Braves have today off to enjoy a 5-2 win Wednesday over Seattle. Atlanta tallied four runs in the fourth inning, two on this hit by Austin Riley.
Swung on at a bullet to deep right field. Going back, Haniger, he's at the wall. It's over his head, and he crashes into the wall. Two runs will score. Riley racing around second, heading for third. It's a two RBI triple and a 4-0 lead for the Braves.
That's the Braves Radio Network. Chris Sale got the win as Atlanta snapped its first losing streak of the year. The Braves will play the Dodgers Friday night. Milledgeville's Brandon Bellflower came up big late for the Bobcats last night.
So two out, the winning run stationed at second base for Brandon Bellflower. We may have said that a time or two in his career here.
Oh dear.
Ropes it to right, get down, there's a fair ball in the corner, and the Bobcats are going to win. First pitch. Two-bagger, Bobcats win it 3-2.
The Bobcat Broadcast Network is GCNSU Edge Newberry. The Bobcats finished their regular season at 29-20 and will host a pod in the conference tournament Friday.
It's the soccer semifinals for the Lake Oconee Academy girls tonight. The Lady Titans will be at Atlanta Classical for their Final Four match in GHSA Class A Division II play. A win tonight, and the LOA girls will be in the finals next Tuesday at Mercer in Macon. The Georgia Military College softball team will play today in the GCAA Championship Series, which is being held at the Cartersville campus of Georgia Highlands College. The Bulldogs, the number 2 seed, play at noon today against 3rd seed ABAC. Four games are scheduled for today, including Gordon College versus East Georgia State, then a loser's bracket game and a winner's bracket game. The tournament concludes tomorrow. Three Bulldogs landed on the GCAA first-team all-conference squad, Hudson Smith as an infielder, Carly Taylor as an outfielder, and pitcher Addie Moss. Scott McLeod with Lake Country Sports.